Neil Young, old man, recorded with a little help from his friends. James Taylor plays six-string banjo on the song. I know, now you want to go back and listen to the song again, right? And James, along with Linda Ronstadt, perform backing vocals, too. Yeah. This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sammy H. here. You know, I am a big theater lover, and Toronto has some of the best shows in the whole world. The timeless song and dance classic 42nd Street is on now at the Princess of Wales Theatre, playing to a packed house every single night. Here's the thing. The show is on for just 10 more days. British actor Josefina Gabrielle plays one of the leads, Maggie Jones, and we had a fun conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's first of all talk about your beautiful accent, because this production comes from London.
It does. It does. We're all from London. Well, apart from Sam Lipps, who plays Billy Lawler. He's an authentic American, so we refer to him if we need to make sure we're saying the right thing.
You know what? Anything that you say would sound like the right thing, so it's all good. For people who may not know, give us a top-line description of 42nd Street.
Well, 42nd Street is set in 1933. It is a top Broadway director on his comeback after the Depression, which has defeated everybody and wiped out everybody's finances. So this is a show coming back after the Depression. So there's a lot riding, riding on it. So he and the producers, that's Maggie Jones, myself, and Bert Barry, they're a writing, producing, acting duo, are putting on this big, big show. So there's a lot to lose and everything to gain. Mm. They have a very difficult leading lady who ends up being injured, and a little girl from the back row of the chorus is put forward to save the day.
Yay.
So it's a wonderful Cinderella story.
Yeah.
Where will it,
awesome,
won't it? And just wonderful, old, nostalgic, beautiful tunes, and so much dancing. I mean, the dancing is the star of the show. There
oh.
is so much wonderful tap dancing.
Absolutely. And let's,
beautiful.
You know what? We should, Josefina, talk about the music, because I love it. We're in the money, Lullaby of Broadway. Mm. I mean, you know, you'll go to this show, you will know the songs.
Yes, they're all American standards. They're just beautiful, and a big band sound, wonderful swing sound as well. It's I never get tired of listening to this music.
Oh, that's and good, because you're in the show.
Well.
So
thank goodness, that's lucky.
Yeah, very lucky. Okay, so you've toured from London, and you're in front of audiences,
yes,
the world over. Let me ask you, what is the reaction different in the different cities that you go to? I mean, do Canadians react differently than Americans, than Brits? Tell us about that.
Well, this production has, it started in Leicester in England, mm-hmm, then had a stint at Sadler's Wells in London. Then it did a 15-week national tour of Britain. So we haven't been to America, but it does have different reactions depending on the region. It's very true. But it's very satisfying doing it for Canadians, because it's an American story with American writing. And it's very satisfying hearing the reaction of Canadian audiences. They get more of the references.
Yeah.
So it's
oh,
a wonderful
yeah.
place to finish our tour.
Yeah, that's great. And yes, finishing the tour, it's so important that you know 42nd mm. Street is on now at the Princess of Wales Theatre, but only through January 21st. Our guest, Josefina Gabrielle,
yes,
plays Maggie Jones. Continued great success with this show. And thank you so much for being here, Josefina.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome.
And let's check the drive now.